السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and sisters listening at the madrasa and over receivers. This majlis of Saturday night cannot be really announced early. It depends if I am here for the Isha on Saturday night, then generally we have this majlis. Hence the very, very short notice that is given. Nevertheless, you have gathered here showing your ishq and muhabbat of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That on a Saturday night when there are so many other programs, some of which are not only permissible but recommended that we attend. And some of the programs are such that we should run very, very far from them. So on a Saturday night, all kinds of programs take place. So you have sat here for this informal majlis of Naat Sharif. As we are discussing Hajj over the past couple of majalis, and also Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ishq and muhabbat, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's hajj. We could not have known the details of hajj until Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam explained what hajj is. His performance of hajj, his explanation of the rites of hajj, that is what forms our masail of hajj. So without Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was no masjid, there was no Kaaba Sharif, there was no Makkah Sharif, no Madina Sharif. There was no revelation of Quran Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's coming brought the universe into existence. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought the universe into existence. The first thing which that was created was Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nur, as mentioned in many places. So this Naat Sharif is also a form of ibadat, if it is recited sincerely, and it is recited for the purpose of lighting up that fire of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's muhabbat and ishq in the heart, especially for the people that are going for Hajj. Then it is a form of ibadat, just as zikrullah is subhanallah, alhamdulillah is ibadat. To listen to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's muamalat, his muasharat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, any aspect of his life, a discussion of it is ibadat. So tonight, I will recite to you Mawlana Habibur Rahman Ludhianwira, who is Muhtamim of the Jamia Millia Islamia Faisalabad. So when he presented himself at the Rosa Mubarak, so this was the Naat Sharif. One is reading it from here and one is reading it there. Many times I have discussed the Naat Sharif that I recited there, the Rauza Mubarak. So now this is what, therefore you will get here, Alayka Salatu, Alayka Salam. It is on the same Bahar, as they call it, of a Rasool-e Ami Khatamul Mursali. Ispe Lako Durut, Ispe Lako Salam. أيت خير البشر أيت خير الأنام عليك الصلاة عليك السلام أيت خير البشر أيت خير الأنام عليك الصلاة عليك السلام دونوں عالم پہ رحمت ہے تیری مدام عَلَيْكَ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أَيْتُ خَيْرُ الْبَشَرْ أَيْتُ خَيْرُ الْأَنَامُ عَلَيْكَ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ دونوں عالم پہ رحمت ہے تیری مدام عليك الصلاة عليك السلام. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the best of all in Allah Ta'ala's creation. There's nobody greater than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Amongst the human beings, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was a human being. If he was not human, then there would not have been any pain in his body when stones were thrown at him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would not have been bleeding in Taif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would not have been feeling hunger. He had to tie stone on his belly. Two stones he tied. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would not have been marrying. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would not have been eating and drinking. But he was a different kind of a human being. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's mubarak hands, look at the mu'jizats of his fingers. How much of water gushed from his Mubarak fingers in that one battle when water was finished. I'm not going to go into a discussion of all the mu'jizat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's fingers, look at the gushing of the water. So can our fingers, if we put into some small container in which there's a little bit of water, can water gush forth from our fingers? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's eyes used to see in front and also behind him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's palms, that sahabi whose eye fell off, Hazrat Miqdad, now he takes that eye in the palm of his hand and he puts it there and he just rubs it and finished. The sight in that eye was better than the other eye. That's the kind of operation he did. Now all the other mu'jizat, inshallah, we will discuss some other time. I have discussed many other times before this also. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when we say that he was a human being, then it does not mean that we are lowering him to the position of ordinary human being. On the one hand, his ta'alluq and contact ma'allah and with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was such that no angel could reach that stage. As a Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, in Miraj also he remained behind. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went ahead to show that he is above the angels also. Brother Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, if I have to go one inch further or a little further than this, I will burn. Mi'raj mein jab pahunche Nabi, sar jhuka kar ye Jibreel kehne lage, ae Rasool-e Khuda ab siwa aapke, isse aage jo jayega, jal jayega. So that was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If we have to discuss his kamalat, if we have to discuss his jamal, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, husn wa jamal, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's kamal, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ihsan and favors, then you can carry on whole life long, you cannot finish. Look at the amount of volumes that have been written on the seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Volumes upon volumes. Every time somebody is coming up with a seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so many new things that the person comes up with. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we cannot really discuss his kamalat, we cannot discuss his mu'jizat, we cannot do justice to any aspect of his life. Says, Aitu khairul bashar, aitu khairul anam, alayka salatu alayka salam. Salat and salam be upon you. You are khairul bashar. You are khairul anam. Dono alam pe rahmat hai teri madam, alayka salatu alayka salam. And your rahmat is upon both the worlds. Both the worlds, look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, rahmat. In this world, we all know how much of rahmat Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was. Look at the rights that he gave to people. People had absolutely no rights. Who had rights? Women had no rights. Orphans had no rights. Little girls had no rights. It was a jungle out there. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came and brought such kind of discipline. Look at the amount of murders and killings that were taking place. Look at the amount of alcohol and wine and that was being drunk. Look at the amount of interest that was taken and given. And the oppression and tyranny. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came as a rahmat, as a mercy unto the worlds. Mercy for the young, mercy for the old, mercy for the black, mercy for the white. Mercy for the rich, mercy for the poor, mercy for the king, mercy for the citizens of the country. Mercy for the world of the angels, mercy for the world of human beings, mercy for the world of animals. Mercy for even creatures. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, look at the advices that he gave with regards to the different worlds that we talk about. How to deal with animals, with creatures, with insects. So that Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is so much concerned even about the creatures, about those ants that are walking. So what about his mercy for human beings? He is even a mercy for the kuffar and for the mushrikeen and the yahud and the nasara. But if they didn't take advantage of that mercy, then it is their fault. Otherwise, he was a mercy, because if they had accepted his teaching, they would have saved themselves from the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and punishment in the akhirat. From the azab in this world and the akhirat, they would have saved themselves. So he was mercy. But it is just like how when the sun is shining, it's bright. But if somebody goes away into a dark room and closes the door and does not allow any of the light to come into the room, then can we say that the sun is not shining brightly? Can we say the sun is not benefiting? The sun is not a mercy. Sun is still there, it's a mercy. If there's a nice, beautiful breeze that is blowing, or there's a beautiful drizzle, and the person does not take advantage of it, then we won't say that the breeze is not blowing. So like that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's breeze of rahmat was blowing. Like somebody went and shut himself in a dark room with no windows, so then you blame that person. Then he did not take advantage of that rahmat and that mercy. Aitu khairul bashar, aitu khairul anam, alayka salatu alayka salam. Dono alam pe rahmat hai teri madam, alayka salatu alayka salam. Tere alfaaf sare jahan par huwe, tere sab faisle aasmaan par huwe. Tere alfaaf sare jahan par huwe, tere sab faisle aasmaan par huwe. Teri har baat mein hai khuda ka payam, alayka salatu alayka salam. Tere altaf sare jahan par huwe, tere sab faisle aasma par huwe. Teri har baat mein hai khuda ka payam, Alayka salatu, alayka salam. Just picture yourself as a Rosa Mubarak and the person is reading this.
Teri har baat mein hai khuda ka payam. Tere sab faisle aasma par huwe. Teri har baat mein hai khuda ka payam. Alayka salatu, alayka salam. Tere altaaf saare jahan par huwe. Tere sab faisle aasma par huwe. Teri har baat mein hai khuda ka payam. Alayka salatu, alayka salam.
Tere altaaf saare jahan par huye. Tere sab faisle aasma par huye. Teri har baat mein hai khuda ka payam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the decisions were made by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was taken right from this time that he was born. His nurturing, his tarbiyah, everything it is as if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was holding his finger and taking it along. Our children, we will give them some kind of discipline and tarbiyah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala kept him pure, kept him clean. Nobody could point a finger at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's honesty, his truthfulness, his nobility, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's character. Childhood days also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was protected and saved from going to any kind of program or function which was not appropriate. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was protected. Whereas we will say that in childhood days, who will really bother? So, tere har sab faisle aasma par huye. Tere har baat mein hai khuda ka payam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, every move of his, every walk of, the walk of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the talk and speech of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the eating and drinking, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's training, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's waaz, his nasihat, his speech, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the way he behaved within the home, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how he interacted with his wives, with his children, with his grandchildren, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how he was in the battlefield, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you take any aspect of his life, tasme hai khuda ka payam. There is a lesson in this, a message from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that this is the style that I like. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. This is the style that I like. He is my mehboob. And if you want to become my mehboob, then follow him. تیری ہر بات میں ہے خدا کا پیام. عَلَيْكَ الصَّلَاةُ وَعَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ. تیرے الطاف سارے جہاں پر ہوئے. تیرے الطاف سارے جہاں پر ہوئے. تیرے سب فیصلے آسماں پر ہوئے. تیری ہر بات میں ہے خدا کا پیام. علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام. عَلَيْكَ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ. عَلَيْكَ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ. تجھ کو معراج میں جو ملی رفعتیں, ایسی پھر نہ کسی کو ملی عظمتیں. تجھ کو معراج میں جو ملی رفعتیں, ایسی پھر نہ کسی کو ملی عظمتیں. تو بنا ہے سبھی انبیاء کا امام. تو بنا ہے سبھی انبیاء کا امام. علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام.
عليك الصلاة عليك السلام عليك الصلاة عليك السلام تجھ کو معراج میں جو ملی رفعتیں ایسی پھر نہ کسی کو ملی عظمتیں تو بنا ہے سبھی انبیاء کا امام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام
The highest stages that you were given, and the respect and the honor and the dignity that you were given. Nobody before you or after that was given that. You were made the Imam of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. That Imamat that you made in Aqsa. What kind of Imamat that is? Sayyidul Anbiya sallallahu alayhi wasallam. تاجدار مدینہ جمیلوں میں اجمل شریفوں میں اشرف کاملوں میں اکمل تاجدار مدینہ احمد مصطفیٰ محمد مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is making the imam. And who is in the congregation? Not people like us. We come to the masjid and we make namaz behind an imam. And each one of us we know what our weaknesses are, shortcomings are, and with what kind of hearts we come to the masjid, and what kind of akhlaq and what kind of muasharat and muamlat we come to the masjid. Here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is making the imam, and behind him is a congregation of 124,000, 120,000 plus minus anbiya alayhi salatu. Allah Ta'ala gathered them there to show that He is Sayyidul Anbiya. So therefore He says, Mi'raj mein jo mili rafate, aisi phir na kisi ko mili azmate. Who else could have got that kind of an honor? Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. He says, Tu bana hai sabhi anbiya ka imam. Allah Ta'ala showed that He is the greatest. After Allah Ta'ala, He is the greatest. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was a great Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. So many other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. But Sayyidul Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the Tajdar in Medina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore he says in Mi'raj, that was what you received when you were going for Mi'raj. Then again the Mi'raj itself, and that closeness that he got of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that mulaqat with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But Musa alayhi salatu wasalam used to go to the Mount of Tur, and there used to make kalam with Allah ta'ala. And here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is called right there. And so many angels are sent, and such preparation is made. Where can we understand?
تجھ کو معراج میں جو ملی رفعتیں ایسی پھر نہ کسی کو ملی عظمتیں تو بنا ہے سبھی انبیاء کا امام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام علیک الصلاۃ عَلَيْكَ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ تجھ کو معراج میں جو ملی رفعتیں ایسی پھر نہ کسی کو ملی عظمتیں تو بنا ہے سبھی انبیاء کا امام عَلَيْكَ الصَّلَاةُ عليك السلام عليك الصلاة عليك السلام عليك الصلاة عليك السلام. عشق میں تیرے جو بھی ہوا مبتلا عشق میں تیرے جو بھی ہوا مبتلا تجھ پہ پھر جان و دل سے ہوا وہ فدا دل کی سب دھڑکنوں میں بسا تیرا نام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام. عشق میں بھی عشق میں تیرے جو بھی ہوا مبتلا تجھ پہ پھر جان و دل سے ہوا وہ فدا عشق میں تیرے جو بھی ہوا مبتلا تجھ پہ پھر جان و دل سے ہوا وہ فدا دل کی سب دھڑکنوں میں بسا تیرا نام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام. Whoever got drowned in the عشق and محبت of نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, then he sacrificed everything for نبی علیہ السلام. That was a sign of the عشق and محبت of the صحابہ کرام رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ اجمعین. Thereafter they did not consider even their lives to be their lives. The lives were to be sacrificed over Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Sacrificed for the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, just his ishara was sufficient for them. Just an ishara. It was sufficient for them to give everything. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, of course, did not ask them for everything. And whatever he received also, it was for the propagation of the deen. Really, salatu wasalam, ishq and muhabbat that went into the hearts of the sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhu majma'in. History cannot prove that there was anybody that had such kind of following as that of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Of course, in the midst of all those people, there were lots of hypocrites also. Lots of people. Was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam Ushaq, the real sincere one, who was prepared to sacrifice everything and consider it that it is a privilege Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala afforded them. He didn't consider that they did something very great, yet they made so much sacrifice. But they were grateful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He blessed them with the company of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But amongst them at that time also, there were so many people who were hypocrites. Look at the 300 hypocrites, 300 in the battle of Uhud. 1,000 go out with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then 300 of them in the company of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, Rasul Munafiqeen, leader of the hypocrites, they turn around. And they leave the Muslims stranded like this, 700 of them. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because of his tawakkul and yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and not in the numbers of people, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala help and other than nusrat comes. So that will always happen. It happened. It will always be shaitan for Adam alayhi salam, Namrud for Ibrahim alayhi salam, Fir'aun for Musa alayhi salam. Like that, it carried on. Abu Jahl for Nabi alayhi salam. And so many others. The ishq mein tere jo bhi hua mubtala, tujh pe phir jaan o dil se hua wo fida. Then they sacrificed for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, their fida. Dil ki sab dhadkano mein basa bas tera, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Every beat of the heart, then love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Love for Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Every beat of God. Alayka salatu alayka salam. Tujhko mi'raj mein jo mili rafate, aisi phir na kisi ko mili azmate, تو بنا ہے سبھی انبیاء کا امام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام۔ عشق میں تیرے جو بھی ہوا مبتلا، تجھ پہ پھر جان و دل سے ہوا وہ فدا، دل کی سب دھڑکنوں میں بسا تیرا نام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام۔ ایت خیر البشر ایت خیر الانام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام، دونوں عالم پہ رحمت ہے تیری مدام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام۔ حسن میں تجھ سا سارے جہاں میں نہیں، حسن میں تجھ سا سارے جہاں میں نہیں، فضل میں تیرا ہم سر زماں میں نہیں، فضل میں تیرا ہم سر زماں میں نہیں، ہو کسی میں کہاں تجھ سا حسن کلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام۔ دل کی سب حسن میں تجھ سا سارے جہاں میں نہیں، فضل میں تیرا ہم سر زماں میں نہیں، ہو کسی میں کہاں تجھ سا حسن کلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام، علیک الصلاۃ۔ حسن میں تجھ سا سارے جہاں میں نہیں، فضل میں تیرا ہم سر زماں میں نہیں، ہو کسی میں کہاں تجھ سا حسن کلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام۔
Who in the world can be more handsome and more beautiful than you, O Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم؟ Who can be greater than you in fazl and kamal, O Nabi Allah? And who can have more sweetness and more beauty in their speech than you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayka salatu alayka salam.
Husn mein tujh sa saare jahan mein nahi، فضل میں تیرا ہم سر زماں میں نہیں، ہو کسی میں کہاں تجھ سا حسن کلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام۔ عشق و مستی کی منزل تیری ذات ہے، میری سوچوں کا حاصل تیری بات ہے، جن و انس و ملک سب ہیں تیرے غلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام۔ عشق و مستی کی منزل تیری ذات ہے، میری سوچوں کا حاصل تیری بات ہے، جن و انس و ملک سب ہیں تیرے غلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام۔
Who is not the ghulam of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Jinn, huru, malak.
عشق و مستی کی منزل تیری ذات ہے, میری سوچوں کا حاصل تیری بات ہے. جن و انس و ملک سب ہیں تیرے غلام, علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام, 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 علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام. تیری صحبت میں جو بھی کوئی آ گیا, راز و معرفت کے سبھی پا گیا. تیری صحبت میں جو بھی کوئی آ گیا, راز و معرفت کے سبھی پا گیا. ہے صحابہ سبھی تیرے عالی مقام, علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام.
یا نبی اللہ صلی اللہ, whoever came in your sohbat with sincerity, with ikhlas, they accepted Islam upon your hands and they became fida over you. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made them reach such stages that in the Quran Sharif he declared them radiyallahu anhum wa radwa. Allah pleased with them, they pleased with Allah. And those who came close, but they were just physically close, but in their hearts there was malice, there was greed, there was jealousy, there was pride, there was arrogance, or their niyats were not clear and clean. So although they came close, but they received nothing. The Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala was mean Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave them such status, such status. Now each item here we can go on discussing.
تیری صحبت میں جو بھی کوئی آ گیا, راز و معرفت کے سبھی پا گیا. ہے صحابہ سبھی تیرے عالی مقام, علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام, 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 علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام. تیرے در پہ جو آ کے ملا ہے سکوں, تیرے در پر جو آ کے ملا ہے سکوں, اس کی لذت تو فرحت کا اپنے کیا کہوں. تیرے در پہ جو آ کے ملا ہے سکوں, اس کی لذت تو فرحت کا میں کیا کہوں. کہہ کے صلی علی جاں کا ہو اختتام, علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام. تیرے در پہ جو آ کے ملا ہے سکوں, اس کی لذت تو فرحت کا میں کیا کہوں. کہہ کے صلی علی جا کا ہو اختتام, علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام, علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام, علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام. He said, the enjoyment, the lazzat, the sukoon that I received, how can I ever express in words whilst I'm standing here at your Rosa Mubarak and reading the Salat and Salam, and in Madina Sharif the sukoon that I'm experiencing. How can it ever be explained in words? And especially this recitation of the Salat and Salam at your Rosa Mubarak right in front of me. The only thing I can say that my jaan, my life must terminate here. Ya Rasulullah, make dua, Allah Ta'ala, give me
my mouth and my death whilst I'm reciting Salli Ala.
تیرے در پہ جو آ کے ملا ہے سکوں, اس کی لذت و فرحت کا میں کیا کہوں, کہ صلی علی جاں کا ہو اختتام, علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام, علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام, علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام. تیری معراج عرش بری تک ہوئی, تیری معراج عرش بری تک ہوئی, میری معراج قدسی زمیں تک ہوئی, میری معراج قدسی زمیں تک ہوئی, ہو اسی جائے اقدس میں میرا قیام, علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام, علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام, علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام. تیری معراج عرش بری تک ہوئی, میری معراج قدسی زمیں تک ہوئی, ہو اسی جائے اقدس میں میرا قیام, علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام.
یو میرا جا رسول اللہ قاسم عرش بری عرش اللہ کرائے بہت. And my miraj is that I came to your Rose of the Salat. Now, Allah Ta'ala must make it such that I remain in this Mubarak city, Qudsi, forever and ever.
آج در پر تیرے ہے صدائے حبیب, آج در پر تیرے ہے صدائے حبیب, روز محشر ہو تیری شفاعت نصیب, آج در پہ تیرے ہے صدائے حبیب, روز محشر ہو تیری شفاعت نصیب, ہو عطا دست رحمت سے کوثر کا جام, علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام. آج در پہ تیرے ہے صدائے حبیب, روز محشر ہو تیری شفاعت نصیب, ہو عطا دست رحمت سے کوثر کا جام, علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام.
یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, the rose on the day of Mahshar, Qiyamah's day, with your Mubarak hands, with your hands of Rahmat, this Banda be given the Jam of Kawthar. On the day of when he will be distributing Kawthar, lots of people will come in the Suhfan Suh. Lots of people will be chased away. So, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us not be among those people who will be chased away from there. Let us be among those people who will be blessed with Jam-e-Kawthar from your Mubarak hands. And also your Shafaat and your intercession on our behalf.
آج در پہ تیرے ہے صدائے حبیب, روز محشر ہو تیری شفاعت نصیب, ہو عطا دست رحمت سے کوثر کا جام, علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام, علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام, علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام. ایت خیر البشر ایت خیر الانام, ایت خیر البشر ایت خیر الانام, علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام. دونوں عالم پہ رحمت ہے تیری مدام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام، حسن میں تجھ سا سارے جہاں میں نہیں، فضل میں تیرا ہم سر زماں میں نہیں، ہو کسی میں کہاں تجھ سا حسن کلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام، 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 علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، مولاي صل وسلم دائما على حبيبك خير الخلق كله، مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كله، مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كله، يا ذا الجلال والاكرام، يا ذا الجلال يا ذا الجلال. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. We are your sinful servants, extending our begging bowls after the recitation of Naat Sharif. Salat and salam on Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اے رب کریم، ہی واز یور محبوب، وی اکنالج ایوری مسٹیک ایوری سن، آف کورس ان ڈیڈ وی آر دا موسٹ سنفل ونز آن دا سرفیس آف دا ارتھ، وی ہیو فیلڈ مائی بیلوڈ اللہ ٹو میک یور اطاعت اینڈ دا اطاعت آف رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. But you are Rabbul Alameen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Rahmatul lil Alameen. In between, my beloved Allah, are we your sinful servants. Hamare hal par raham par. Ilahi, ab to maaf. تیرے پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے سچے پکے عاشق بنا، آپ کی اطاعت نصیب فرما. Make us the true servants, my beloved Allah. اے رب کریم، make us true slaves of نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. In our lives, my beloved Allah, bless us with the tawfiq of making amal upon the teachings of Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much of sacrifices Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made. Ay Rabbe Kareem, how fortunate were those Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'een who accepted Islam upon the hands of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who came with ikhlas and sincerity
the wajlis of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who engaged with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the work of deen, who participated in the battles in the ghazwat with Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who imbibed within themselves the fragrances of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam shukar and sabr, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam zuhud and qanaat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ibadat and tilawat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam khushu and khuzu, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam har har ada ay rabb kareem, unhone ittiba kiya. Aaj hum gunahgar naat e paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam padh kar ke apne haath phailaye hue, we have extended our begging bowls before you, my Allah. You are really forgiving, you are most merciful, most generous, most kind. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Hum sabko qubool kar le, qubool kar le. Ey Rabbe Kareem, mujhe, these friends of mine, all those who have raised their hands before you this part of the time, our families, and the ummat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sabko qubool kar. Bless each and every one with the best of dunya and best of akhirah. Distance us from everything that is displeasing to you and your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who have proceeded for hajj and those who are planning to go for hajj, make their hajj easy, make it maqbool, make it mabroor. Ey Rabbe Kareem, accept their hazri at Arafat. Accept the tawaf of the Kaabatullah Sharif. Ey Rabbe Kareem, accept the ziyarat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept all the rites that they undertake. Ey Rabbe Kareem, ab jaise bhi hai tere bande hai, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jayega. Don't deprive us of the shafaat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because of our actions, our deeds, hamari khabasat, hamari najasat, hamari ghilazat ki wajah se, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki shafaat se mehroom mat farma. The Mubarak hands of Rahmatul Alameen, with the Mubarak hands of Rahmatul Alameen, bless us with Jame Kauthar. After which there will be no thirst on the day of Qiyamah. Without any reckoning, enters into Jannah. Cross us over Pulsirat like lightning. Protect us from the azab of Qabr, azab of Hashr. Bless us with your didar in Jannat. Jannat, my beloved Allah, bless us with sight on your countenance, when the veils will be removed, when the veils of Noor will be removed. Ey Rabbe Kareem, make us among those who will be able to see you like how we see the full moon in this world. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram. Tamanna hai ki gulzare Madina ab watan. وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوگا. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار خود سمے ہوتی. وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گوروں کا فن ہوگا. Blessed is all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for us. Blessed Ummah is their goodness. From all the mischief, corruption, fitna, he asked for protection. Protect us in the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. On a Saturday night, my beloved Allah, they have remained behind to listen to the Naat Sharif. Ya Rabbi Kareem, fulfill their good wishes and desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering of each and every individual. Remove the pain, suffering and hardship. The Ummah of Nabi Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and mankind around the globe, Ya Rabbi Kareem. سب کو ہدایت نصیب فرما ان کی مشکلات پریشانی غم تکلیف کو دور فرما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع القدير وتب علينا وتب علينا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم اے رب کریم bless us repeatedly with the opportunity of standing at the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and reading as salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah, as salatu wassalamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah, as salatu wassalamu alayka ya rahmatal lil alamin. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. برحمتك يا رب.